My pal, my friend. You know, you're the nicest Don Amici I know.
Uh-oh.
Yes, you are.
When you talk like that, I know you want something. What is it, Charlie?
Well, it just so happens you're right this time. I do need help. You see, Bergen said that if I would recite the night before Christmas this evening,
mm-hmm.
he'd give me a special Christmas present.
Well, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Have you memorized it?
Well, part of it, that's all.
Which part?
Just the title.
And what do you want me to do?
Well, make Bergen forget about the poem, but not about the presents.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, yeah. Let me see. Wait a minute. I've got it. Why don't you say that after you learned it, a blow on the head made you forget it?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and I'll be glad to cooperate with a baseball bat.
That's that.
Well, now, look, why should I help you? Why didn't you learn the poem in the first place?
Well, I was just too busy, Don.
Busy doing what?
Well, I was one thing or another. I was playing hooky for a sick friend.
Oh, there you are, Charlie.
Oh, how are you?
Don, you're just in time to hear Charlie recite that lovely Christmas poem, The Night Before Christmas, by Clement Clark Moore.
I bet he wouldn't have written it if he had a memorized it.
All right, Charlie, go ahead and recite it.
Well, I can recite it much better, Bergen, from memory, with a book in front of me.
Yes.
I'll give the introduction.
No, Don.
Fanfare, Mr. Noble.
No, Don.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now about to hear that famous classic, The Night Before Christmas, perpetrated by Charlie McCarthy.
Cut it out, fellas. This is so embarrassing.
No, now you go right ahead and recite it, Charlie.
No, please, Bergen, no.
Now, you mustn't be nervous.
Well, I've always been timid.
No. You go right ahead, Charlie.
No, please.
Charlie, go right ahead. Charlie. Now, you mustn't be nervous.
Well, I'm a bundle of nerves,
Charlie. Remember, no recitation, no present.
Oh.
Now, we're all waiting to hear about Santa Claus.
Well, I'll try.
There you
go. There ought to be one down there.
Yeah. We're waiting.
All right. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Santa Revere.
No.
Don't tell me I'm wrong.
Yes, you're a little confused.
Well, I'm a bundle of nerves.
Yes, I know. Now, you start over again.
Yes. Under the spreading Christmas tree, a village Santa stands?
No. Perhaps if I just help you with a little start.
That would be good.
Yes. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house.
Egad, Bergen, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And believe me, you felt good to get rid of them, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, what's the next line?
Mm-hmm.
I see, what's the next line?
The next line?
Yes.
Oh, there's more, isn't there?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Well, there's, it's all through the house. Quiet, please, Clark. What's the next line, fellas?
No. Not a... What? Remember what it is?
No.
Yeah. Not a creature was stirring, not even
a louse.
No. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Yeah. And that's the way it goes.
Yes. The stockings were hung...
Huh?
Stockings were hung where?
On a nail.
No. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes
that the laundry man soon would be there.
No. In hopes that Saint who?
Saint Vitus?
No.
Saint Bernard?
No.
Saint Paul?
No.
Minneapolis?
No. Now wait.
Well, gee whiz, I tried.
All right.
I'm on the wrong track.
You certainly are.
I'm going to hate thyself in the morning for not knowing this.
Yes. Well, now you continue.
Yes. Let's see. Where were we?
In hopes.
Oh, yes. In hopes. No coaching, please.
Yes.
much.
In hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Santa calling.
Yeah, that's right. The children were nestled all snug in their bed.
Shoot if you must this old gray head. No.
Well, I give up. Charlie, surely you know the part about Santa Claus.
What part?
Yeah.
The arms and legs?
No. About how he rides through the skies.
Oh, yes. Yes, Santa Claus. Yes, of course. He flies through the air with the greatest of ease. The jolly fat man in the red DVD.
What is it?
Well, that part I'm a little rusty on. Right in there.
Yes.
Especially right around there.
Yes, all right. Well, I'll tell you, it goes this way. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter...
What'd you do?
I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Oh, yeah. I tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
Yeah. And now, what about the reindeers?
Oh, what about them?
Yeah. What were their names?
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. What were they?
Well, there's Dancer and Prancer.
Oh, yeah.
And what are the rest of them?
That is Dancer and Prancer and Dandruff and Blintzes.
No.
Dunder and Lightning.
No.
I give up.
Donner.
Donner?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Donner, Amici.
No.
I didn't know he made the team.
Well, he didn't. And what did Santa say?
What did he say?
Well, he said, on Dancer, on Prancer.
Oh, yeah. On Dancer, on Prancer. And what do you know? Prancer came in and paid $2.20 to show.
No. And what happened after that?
Santa Claus lived happily ever after. The end. Give me the present.
Well, not so fast. You know, Charlie, I don't believe you studied that poem at all.
Well, I wasn't letter perfect, was I?
No, you weren't.
This being Christmas Eve, Bergen, I cannot tell a lie. I didn't study.
No, well, I'm disappointed in you.
Yes, sir.
But inasmuch as you were man enough to own up...
Oh, I did that, sir, yes.
I'm going to give you the present anyway.
Oh, thank you, Bergen.
And here it is.
Oh, thank you. What is it?
It's a beautifully illustrated copy of that famous poem, The Night Before Christmas.
Is that the present I get?
That's it.
This is Christmas, Bergen, not April Fool.
Bergen.
Yes?
Did I borrow a quarter from you yesterday?